Well, it's a bummer. Frankly, it's a real bummer.
Janie Van Winkle is the president of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, a group that campaigned against Proposition 114. Van Winkle says she isn't surprised to see the way Colorado's counties voted on the question.
You know, it's just really disappointing that those more urban communities, we weren't able to get that message to them.
The clump of counties that makes up the Northern Front Range voted to pass the question, but so did rural ski towns. The counties where Telluride, Breckenridge, and Aspen sit all passed the question too. Still, the proposition passed by less than 39,000 votes. That's 1.28%.
We felt very good that when we were able to get information in front of the voters, the science is showing us that wolves are migrating here. They're establishing a pack. There's been pups born.
That specific fact that the Cattlemen's Association sent out to voters isn't true. In August, a wolf pup sighting was reported to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, but that pup's whereabouts and existence were never confirmed. CPW's Rebecca Farrell says that the agency receives about 100 wolf sighting reports in an average year, but few of those are credible.
A credible sighting is something, again, where we have visual evidence or audio evidence, or we've got multiple people kind of reporting something in the same area. We like to, you know, let people know what's happening, given, you know, the interest in the topic. And so every time we do have a credible sighting, we always see an increase in reports.
Currently, it's likely there are only 3 wolves in the state, and CPW has determined they are siblings. That means any potential offspring from that group would be inbred and unlikely to flourish. For those who worked to pass wolf reintroduction, debunking this type of misinformation is at the top of the agenda moving forward.
We are really focused on not having happen in Colorado what has happened up in the Northern Rockies.
Delia Malone is an ecologist and the wildlife chair of the Colorado Sierra Club.
The restoration itself was successful. The follow-on up there with regard to outreach and education, they kind of fell, in my opinion, a little bit short. We fully plan to have a different outcome, an outcome that's based in fact and based in truth.
Malone points to Colorado counties in sheep country that passed the measure as a positive sign for wolf support on the western slope. But having worked on wolf reintroduction efforts for decades, she knows there's more work to be done.
And so we have our job clearly laid out in front of us with a lot of outreach, a lot of education, a lot of coexistence and conflict avoidance implementation strategies to accomplish over the next couple of years.
Van Winkle says that the Cattlemen's Association also aims to be involved in the reintroduction planning.
We're not known for sitting back ever and just letting things happen to us. We're certainly going to have a seat at the table. We absolutely have to be involved. Our livelihoods are at stake.
On the other side of the election, Malone appreciates the historic nature of the vote.
Even though we squeaked by, it signals a huge sea shift in the way that human culture interacts with the wild world, signaling a recognition that we can have a different restorative relationship with the natural world, not based on domination and elimination or extinction and extermination. We can change that model.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.